Scorn the Gospel Radio Hour. My Body Belongs to God, Viver Williams of 45, on a cleverly titled record label that I'd never seen before. It has the Roman numeral for 4 and then God's Glory. I don't know, it took me a second. And we have a really fun show here today on Buchten Scorn the Gospel Radio Hour. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. We're now going to hear track I played before fairly recently, I know, but I think it bears replaying, or I wouldn't be replaying it now. Byard Lancaster's solo take on What a Friend We Have in Jesus, excuse me, off a record called Personal Testimony on the Concert Artist label from 1980. Oh, yeah, and that Viver Williams 45, that's from 1978, and oh my God, that's so good. And then after Byard Lancaster, we're going to hear Johnny Frierson, Daryl Glenn, Davy Graham, Andy Mosley with Robert Pete Williams, King Narciss, the Calvary Baptist Church. Oh, man, this record's killer. Sermon from Reverend Edmund Blair, and of course, the always wonderful Brother and Sister W.B. Great. I think I'm going to throw that in again. I don't think I played that in a long time. I don't know exactly what I'm doing aside from the next bunch of things I just said. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Everybody was sent to this world. You were sent to this world. People, you were sent to this world. You were sent to this world. There's a reason you were born. There's a purpose for everyone. You were not born by accident. There's a reason why you were sent. You were sent to this world. Everybody was sent to this world. It makes no difference who you are. You were sent to this world.
Gain peace of mind. take your troubles to the chapel. Surely find the way. I cannot keep from crying sometimes. No, I cannot keep from crying sometimes. Though my heart is full of sorrow and my eyes are full of tears, I just can't keep from crying sometimes. I thought when she first left me I'd get on a little while. Soon it'd be all over, journey with a smile. But the thoughts as I get older, when I think of what I told her, I laugh to keep from crying sometimes. First left me, I'd get on a little while. Well, soon it'd be all over and I'd journey with a smile. But the thoughts as I get older, when I think of what I told her, I laugh to keep from crying sometimes. From crying sometimes. Oh, my heart is full of sorrow and my eyes are full of tears. I just can't keep from crying sometimes.
Well, I'm on my way to the king. Well, I'm on my way, Lord, to the kingdom land. Well, I done signed up, made up in my mind. Well, I'm on my way, oh Lord, I'm on my way, I'm on my way. If my mother don't go, I'm gonna Johnny Red on. If my mother don't go, Lord, I'm gonna Johnny Red on. Well, I done signed up, made up in my mind. Well, I'm on my way, oh Lord, I'm on my way, I'm on my way. Well, they tell me, Lord Joe, what 'cause the richest man that lives in the lands of none, he's the only man for miles around that kept the command of God. Will they tell me his wife come a truckin' to him, or with the devil all in her eyes? She said, Joe, you're sick and you won't get well, won't you? 'Cause your God in doubt, there's nothing I can do to turn me around. There's nothing I can do, Lord, to turn me around. Will I done sign up, made up in my mind? Well, I'm on my way. Oh Lord, I'm on my way, I'm on my way. Well, I'm on my way to the King of Land. Well, I'm on my way, Lord, to the King of Land. Well, I done signed up, made up in my mind. Well, I'm on my way. Oh Lord, I'm on my way, I'm on my way.
Give me two wings. Give me two.
Two.
to fly away, I got to wing. To fly away, I got to wing. To fly away, and the world can't do me no harm.
Thank you. the Lord sent Elijah to another country. And there told him a widow was already prepared. And when Elijah got there, if you let me hurry with this, he found that the widow was gathering sticks to build a little fire. And she only had a handful of meal in the bottom of the barrel and a little oil in the cruse. And Elijah said to her, "Widow woman, I want you to fix me a little cake." But I heard the woman say, "I'm sorry. I don't have but a little oil and a little meal. And I'm gathering these sticks right now that I might fix this one cake of bread and feed my one child and eat myself. Then we both shall die." Elijah said unto her, "Fear not. Go do as thou hast been asked. But make of it a little cake first and bring it to me. And afterwards make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord, the barrel of meal shall not be used up, neither shall the crude of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." And the barrel of meal was never used up, neither was the oil ever ran out, according to the word of the Lord. Finally, the woman's child got sick, and the baby died. The woman sought the prophet Elijah and told him what had happened. "I heard." Elijah said, "Give me the baby," and took the baby upstairs and laid prone upon the baby and spoke to the Lord God of Israel. And breath came back into the baby's body. And he brought the baby down to the woman. She said, "Surely, you must be a prophet." And finally now, brethren, the Lord challenged Elijah to go back to Ahab, for the time had been used up. Let me hurry on and get through with this thing. So finally, when Elijah came back into the land, Obadiah, the servant of old man Ahab, had been sent by the king to find water. Elisha, brethren, had came into the country, and he met Obadiah in the way. "I heard," Elisha told Obadiah, "go and tell King Ahab that Elisha is back in the land." Obadiah said, "Wait a minute, Elisha. King Ahab has sought all over the country looking for you to put you to death. And if I go and tell him that I saw you and the Spirit of the Lord take you away and he can't find you, he's going to put me to death." I heard Elisha say, "If you tell him that I'm here, surely I'll stand in his presence." So Obadiah went and told Ahab that Elisha was back in the land. Obadiah said, "Well, I told the man." And Ahab, after he confronted Elisha, he said to him, "You the man that have caused all this trouble. Lord, help us this morning." Elijah said, "No, it is your sins that have caused the trouble. So in order to make the real thing come true, here's what I want you to do. You've got 400 prophets that worship Baal. You've got 450 prophets that worship the idols. I want you to bring your prophets on Mount Carmel. I want you to get two boilocks. And I want you to fix an altar and let your prophets lay their sacrifice upon the altar. And the God that answers by fire, let him be God. For nothing like the real thing. So finally, the morning arrived, and they met on Mount Carmel. And Elijah said, well, I'm by myself, and there's 850 prophets here. I'm going to give you the first opportunity to call on your God. So finally, they built their altar and cut their burlap. Yes, they did, in many pieces, and laid him on the altar. And I heard the prophets of Baal as they got down on their knees and cried, Baal, oh Baal, we want you to answer by fire. Oh Baal, hear your prophets. 850 prophets out yonder on Mount Carmel. They kept on calling, Baal, oh Baal, Baal, oh Baal. Elisha said, around noontime, maybe Baal has gone on a journey, and maybe Baal's asleep. You better wake him up. You better call him a little louder. Oh, Baal. Oh, Baal. Baal will answer. They kept on calling until midday. Baal. And Baal wouldn't hear him. I heard Elisha say, you better call him a little bit louder.
Is a question that's been asked from time to time.
Do you need power?
And I will answer that question.
Do you need power?
Well, let me tell you a little story.
It's in the heart of man.
It's about an old ancient god who will decide to hide the power of the universe so man couldn't find it to destroy it himself. Once they decide to hide God's power on the top of the highest mountain. But they knew that man would climb to the top of the mountain. Once they decide to hide God's power in the bottom of the sea. But they knew that man would plunge to the depth of the sea. Once they decide to hide God's power in the middle of the earth, but they knew that soon all the man would board away to the middle of the earth.
Do you need power?
Here we have here the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Do you need power?
And one of the wisest heads said,
do you need power?
We should hide God's power in a place where man would never think to look.
Do you need power?
They decide to hide God's power there in the heart of man.
Do you need power?
In the heart of man, there's a place where all God's power store.
It's in the heart.
I don't care whether you're a man, a woman, a boy, or a girl. You should check from whence cometh your source of power.
Do you need power?
God made man in his own image.
Do you need power?
God made man in his own likeness.
Do you need power?
God gave man the dominion over the whole world.
It's in the heart of man.
Man is the greatest thing on earth. It may sound strange right here, but my Bible told me that a man don't have a mind.
Do you need power?
My Bible told me the mind of a man is the man. David said, I look to the hill from whence cometh my help.
Do you need power?
You see, this whole world is not my home.
Do you need power?
I'm just traveling through this old borrowed land.
It's in the heart of man.
And I stopped by long enough to tell you that power is there in the heart of man.
Power.
Well, you need her. You need God and power. The reason why so many people commit suicide is because they don't know where to find God and power. You need God and power.
Do you need power?
You need God power to walk right.
Do you need?
You need God power to talk right. Oh, when you are all burdened down, you need God and power.
Do you need power?
When we come down to face human problems,
it's in the heart.
We need God power just in order to survive.
Do you need power?
You see, I got God power tangled in my head.
Do you need power?
I got God power is tangled in my heart.
Do you need power?
I got God power is tangled in my arm.
Do you need power?
I got God power is tangled in my feet. I want you to know that when we travel down these dusty highways, when we go down these byways, we need God power just in order to survive, children.
Do you need power?
I don't care where you go, you have to take God power along with you. I want you to tell your children. I want you to tell your children to tell their children.
Do you need
that in order for us to survive is that we need God power.
In the heart of man.
We need her, we need her, oh we need her, oh yeah, we need God power. We need God power.
Do you need power? It's in the heart of man.
But Thank you.
Buked and scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. Welcome back. The hour is almost up. That's the Dynamic Consolers off the Versa label out of Toledo, Ohio, doing Lend a Helping Hand. Before that, we heard a 45 with a little bit of mystery. It's on the Skyway label. The song was called Jesus Gave Me Water, but the artist was just listed as The Sensational. Before that, off the Time Will Make a Change compilation that Eric Isaacson and I did for his Mississippi label, we heard Swing Low by Bishop McDaniel, and I could have grabbed that from the original double LP that it was on, but man, Tim Stolenwerk's amazing restoration on it just sounds so much better. Before that, speaking of a song that came through for a compilation, via Kevin Nutt a bunch of years ago, we heard Brother and Sister WB Great, Power in the Heart of Man, 45 on the Port City label that came through via, I believe, Joe Lewis, the great gospel collector in the UK. And oh, I'm forgetting that in the middle there we heard 9-year-old Ernestine Smith, a 45 with no label, her take on Keep on Working for the Lord, that slow vamp. Before that, the sermon excerpt was Reverend Edmund Blair, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, a Nashboro record. Before that, God So Loved the World, the Calvary Baptist Church, pretty amazing record on Taps. Before that, Two Wings by King Narcisse off his Imperial album, Leaning on Jesus. Before that, I'm On My Way, Andy Mosley with Robert P. Williams from the classic Angola Prison Blues record on folk lyric that Harry Oster put together, and I believe originally self-released or released through a folklore society in Louisiana. Could be wrong. Before that, Davy Graham, oh my God, his take on Blind Willie Johnson's Can't Keep From Crying Sometimes on Folk Blues and Beyond, which has just been reissued. Before that, Crying in the Chapel, hillbilly classic. Daryl Glenn was a big hit at the time, in the late 50s, I believe. Before that, You Were Sent to This World by Johnny Frierson off his wonderful Have You Been Good to Yourself release on Light in the Attic. We started off the long set with that Bayard Lancaster take on What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and we're ending the show with going downriver, Clarence Haddon on the Inkster-based label Desiree. Who is this? Thanks so much for tuning in, and hope you have a great week.
Shut and all that I've been to go. It's Jesus. Right on.